Chapter 10, A Return to the 10-Year Reunion. Never let a fool kiss you, or kiss a fool you. Dr. Marty Grove. Ten-Year Reunion, Revisited. Streamers? You bet! Amelia shouted, and then dragged another ladder to the far corner and climbed to the top. Okay, toss, Miss Villia! My days as a girl's softball pitcher may have been long gone, but my arm wasn't. I dead-eye aimed first one, then another reel of crepe paper and tossed them directly into Amelia's hands. Got 'em, she announced. Tape or tacks? Amelia was a doll. 10 years or so older, and her effervescent, lively, and positive personality was still intact. Her hair was trimmed a little shorter. Her legs were a little longer. But she was trim and cute and youthful. She had completed her liberal arts degree and law degree, passed her bar exams, and had been employed at a law firm in Syrog for the past year or so. I knew that she had been looking for a job in Seyrun, which would take her away from Zelgadis. I hoped that she'd share some good news about that with me. Or good news, like, maybe about a serious boyfriend. She hadn't had one that I knew of. Only an off-again, on-again fling with Zell. I secured my end with a tack and hammered it in with a smooth rock. Tack, so you had something to tell me? Hey, Phil. Val's voice called me from the far door. Don't get down. Caterers are here. I'll show them the kitchens, okay? Anything else I can do? The years had been kind to Val. The good life had made him a pleasant person. His unusual green hair was trimmed shorter, well off his shoulders, though it was still spiky on top. He dropped the tough punk kid persona, but his low, gravelly voice still clung to the old speech patterns. He wore earrings, but no facial piercings. He was tall, tan, healthy-looking, and very fashionable. He had completed his education in the fine arts, but his work record was haphazard. Not that he needed the money. He was developing much of his ancient clan holdings. Like, the settlement where his family had died was now a landmark, thanks to his hard work. The road to the shrine was repaired, and a part of the shrine turned into a tourist information center. He left the devastation in the valley as a monument to those whose lives had been lost. Nearby, he and Naga had built her spa and health center. The natural mineral springs were warm, and I can attest to the fine results I got with a few good long soaks. A real high-class establishment. I didn't go there when they were first building the place. Lena told me about one camping experience with a bear attack, and I vowed never to go there until I could sleep in a building with four walls, floor, roof, and a lockable door. Anyway, he hadn't married either. He was always chasing or being chased and didn't seem to want to tie himself down. Naga was just a friend and business partner of his, because she had been a happily married woman for some time. Of course, Lena and Zell had kept in close contact with him, from all the stories they had to tell about him. Since his work out in the ancient lands, Val rarely spent any time out at my settlement, meaning that he and I really only associated through the band. He had stopped by several times, of course, before Zelos and I had gotten back together. But then, after I moved back in with Lena, he'd stop by and chat, often in Zelos' absence, to lend me support. It had been nice. A familiar face, one I could trust. A handsome face atop a lanky, really tall body. Nice. Not that I was thinking of dating him in Zelly's absence. Val never asked or pressed for a sign from me. Although, I felt if I had wanted it, he might have... Well, it doesn't matter. He didn't. We didn't. You'll be sorry you asked. Tables can be set up and... Oh! I felt dizzy and gripped my ladder for support. Val was at my feet, assisting me down. On the other end, why don't you sit and I'll get your drink?
That's a good idea, Miss Philia. You've been working too hard and need a rest,
Amelia agreed. I took them up on the break, as long as they kept working. There was a lot to do, and time was a wastin'. A minute later, Sylphiel waltzed in and headed for the kitchen to observe the progress there. Sylphiel had also improved with age. She was still a dark-haired beauty, but after her second child, she kept a little extra weight on and looked much better, I thought. Everyone told her so. There was no reason for her to starve herself to look like a model anymore, and she agreed. Today, her eyes were bright green, which meant she was wearing her happy contact lenses. Sometimes she wore her blues. Well, she really seemed to be content being the homemaker she always wanted to be, and her two kids were cute and growing fine. They both looked like her side of the family. No Gabrielle blonde-haired boy or girl. At least the little girl was dark last I saw her. But the baby boy was still bald, so things might change. As I said before, Zelos employed Gary's business for all his numerous building and construction jobs around Seyrun, making Gary a millionaire several times over. They were a comfortable family, just a bit blah for me. But then blah was beginning to sound better than nothing these days.
Oh, try these,
Sylphiel cried out and scooted around the room, feeding all of us sample morsels from the appetizer tray. Spinach tarts, yummy, I said. The others agreed, though they were also gaga over some poisonous bacon wrap thing. Yummy, maybe, but I had no appetite. I was waiting for Zelos to arrive, and I was so nervous. Excited to see him, anxious that he might not make it. The aroma wafting off those bacon-wrapped morsels was also making me queasy, so I stepped outside for some fresh air. Lena! I called out when I saw her running up from the distance.
Yeah, Joey gave me a ride, so here we are. Gary's on his way. He stopped to shower and whatever. Here's his truck now.
Lena turned and waved. Lena was a marvel. Appearance-wise, she had hardly changed. Still a shrimp with miles of gorgeous red hair and a sensational smile. Her choice of boyfriends was questionable. Here she was, a full professor at Seyrun University, and everyone thought that she was dating one of her students. Who, you ask? None other than Gowrie's brother, Joey. His build was slenderer, and he was not as tall as Gowrie. His hair was nearly white and parted in the center, chin length, no bangs. He wore glasses and was currently a poet. Well, it took Lena a long time to grow up, so I guess emotionally they were about equal. At least, she drove him to school and back, and they hung out there together, I guessed. She never said anything, and I had learned to mind my own business. I just think it must have been hard on Gowrie to accept them as a couple, and imagined that it strained the family relationship, and so I had hoped Joey wouldn't come today. Oh, joy, as Zell would say. Go on in, guys. Sylphiel's handing out snacks. I'll stay out here and play greeter a little longer, I said, knowing I had Lena sold with the mention of snacks. They had just passed the door when Gowrie's truck rumbled up and parked in front. Hi, I waved as I spotted his tall frame straighten. He hadn't made it past 6'9", but he was loaded with muscle. Since the time of the musical, he had gained some weight. I'm sure Sylphiel's pregnancies and good cooking were to blame for both of them, not that he was fat or anything. He wore his hair long, but drawn back into a ponytail that hung only halfway down his back, and Sylphiel had altered his bangs, layering, thinning, and keeping them trim and neat. Besides those slight changes, Gowrie appeared the same, and in many important ways, he was the same. A kind, gentle, quiet, and very capable man.
Hi, he smiled.
The passenger side door opened, and out stepped Zelgadis,
Zell, you made it, I cried out in surprise. I was happy he found a way to get away. He trotted after Gowrie to meet us at the door.
Gowrie called me at the hospital and gave me a lift. Otherwise, I might still be there. It's pretty intense there. They called me in all the way from Syrog. Gowrie, you were working at a job site nearby, that right?
Yeah, my company's working with the fire investigation team and insurance agency to look into the cause of that fire and secure it. Stabilize walls, shore up floors, stuff like that. Zelos will probably buy it and gut it anyway, though. He does most the derelict places. Works for him. Me, too.
Who's all here so far?
Zell asked me.
Zelos make it yet?
Everyone but him. Now that you two are here. Joey's inside, too, by the way.
Thanks for the warning.
Gowrie nodded and continued past me. The smile on his face belied any feelings of animosity that might have been hidden in his words. If Gowrie and his brother were not getting along, it wasn't obvious to me. My studious expression must have looked like worry to Zelbob.
He will, Zell continued. Zelos will come soon.
I hope so. If not, well, he'll get here when he can. Zell was watching my face.
You were good for him, Philia. He was never happier than the time the two of you were together. I thought you should know that in case, well, nothing.
It was my turn to try and read his mind. Zell had never gone in for his cure the way Zelos had. He still had chemical burn marks over his face, legs, arms, and upper body. But they were faint, and the skin surface was practically normal. The redness and discoloration had disappeared, thanks to some herbal mud remedies. What remained were some markings like fine lines. Deeper marks, he told me, were on his legs. Oh, and his exotic elf ears were unchanged, as was his weird, wiry lavender silver hair. His personality had undergone more changes with time. He was still serious, but not glum. He counseled countless young children and teens that had lost limbs or suffered damaging injuries, mostly in Syrog, where he was doing his residency, I guess. There was a place where people could draw strength to survive, and he could help them discover theirs and heal mentally. So he was fairly well adjusted. He wasn't married. He claimed he found no real need and that he was too busy to give a woman the attention she required. He was not like Zelos, who needed someone in his life. And although I figured he had some kind of a love life, he never required much personal contact. Whereas Zelos loved to hold hands or hug or just sit close. He craved closeness. As Zell put it one day to me,
I'm alone, but not lonely.
The closest I had ever seen him with anyone was Amelia. She stuck it out with him the longest of any girl I knew, too. I know they dated others over the years, but I also know that they kept in touch, and at times very close touch. Lena had told me that Amelia initially took the job in Syrog to get away from things for a while. Now she was looking to return to Saerun. What she couldn't get Amelia to admit was that it was actually Zelgadis that she was running away from or to. Was Amelia looking to change firms and return to Saerun and leave Zelgadis behind? Was Zelgadis returning to Saerun after his residency ended and Amelia was changing jobs to join him? I was very curious what was up. What are you saying, Zelbob? I'm a big girl and can take it.
I don't know what you know about Lena's promise to Zelos.
Let's start with nothing.
All right, then. 10 years ago or so, he confessed his feelings to her. I read about it in his journal.
Zelos keeps a journal?
Kept. I read it over 10 years ago. I don't know if he still does.
He let you read it, though?
He gave it to me to read. It explained a lot about him, including how he declared his love one day and pressed her somewhat for a word of encouragement or not. She, told him to ask again in 10 years, no matter where or how she would give him an answer.
You think that's why they set up this party now? I was curious if it was true, knowing that it probably was. He was partly nuts, I knew. I swallowed my jealousy, as I had always done.
Partly. It's been 10 years. But only 9.5 since the musical. But I may be wrong about that. He hasn't had anything to do with her in years. Not since he... since the two of you got together. If anything, it will be just a formality they'll go through. They have new lives and goals. I know, Philia, that you have been the only woman he's spoken to me about, and only in good ways, for at least 7 years. And he has plans in the works.
You are telling me I have nothing to worry about. Or at least that Lena is no competition for me.
Yes, but also that I'm warning you that he may speak with her or act strange before meeting you.
I smiled. So what's new?
We both chuckled and released some of our tension. Thanks, Zell. I only hope that he comes, regardless of why.
If he comes, it will be for you.
Zell took me by the elbow, a rare gesture of affection, and led me inside.
He will come faster if your mind is distracted.
Hold on. Before we go in, it's your turn.
He raised an eyebrow, a more visible gesture now that his hair was a few inches shorter than in the past.
My turn to do what?
Tell me what's going on between you and Amelia.
Then she hasn't said anything to you?
Maybe? Rats, I didn't want him to think I knew nothing, or that Amelia hadn't already at least hinted at what was going on. She's mentioned some changes, and Lena figures she's got one of the jobs in Seyrun she was hoping for. Then I could have killed old Zelbob. He smirked, saying,
"Well, then, it's a secret."
And then scooted away before I could smack him good. We were all standing around, eating tidbits and chatting. You know, a party. Val was changing CDs when a loud whap, whoop, whap noise nearly drowned it out. "Helicopter?" Joey dashed to the door. "Yeah, it's Zelos." My heart began beating again, but my feet remained fixed in place as if I'd grown roots. There, he was looking a bit tired about the eyes, but his clothes were hardly rumpled. He must have stopped and changed before coming. He strode in resolutely, then headed straight for Lena, not pausing longer than to nod to Zell on the way. Of course, I was off to the side looking on and not in his line of sight. Zelgadas worked his way toward me.
"It will be all right, Philia," Zell said in a low voice.
"Naturally," I said. Why wouldn't it? I trusted my Zelly Bean. It wasn't misplaced, was it? No, I didn't doubt him. Out of the corner of my eye, I noted that Mayor Phil had arrived with Rezzo. I could make out Nell's Lada, and was that Melgazia standing in the shadows? No one appeared to see them, so maybe it was just my imagination. Or I was hallucinating. It seemed everyone's attention was fixed upon the two friends as time slowed to a standstill. Our lives were put on hold while Zelos and Lena resolved a past pledge. Zelos stood over Lena, holding her hand. He was speaking to her. I could see his lips move. Nothing else. She was smiling and nodding. What did that mean? A cold chill ran through me. Zelgadas gave Amelia a strange look, and I wondered what it was that he was thinking about. Then it occurred to me that I had been so wrapped up in my own world for the past 10 years that I hardly knew what had happened to him to compose his life over that time. Then they both looked over at me, and I realized that I had missed something important happening in both their lives. Everyone's lives. Val looked my way. Our eyes met. What kind of expression was I wearing?
What was I inadvertently telling him? What was he trying to tell me? Lena dropped something into Zelos's hand. Grr, I missed that while I was distracted by Val. Zelly is very happy. Is that a ring he's holding up? Why was everyone looking at me?